I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. This is August 7th, 2008, 20 minutes after 4 p.m. We have with us today Senator, co-chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Dyson, Senator Elton, Senator Thomas. Senator Huggins is on the way. With us today, or before us today, is Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 4001. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill 4001 Finance / O as our working document.
I'll object for discussion purposes.
Okay. We have objection for discussion purposes. Mr. Baker, would you, from my office, would you like to come forward and walk us through this bill?
Afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to Senator Stedman. The new Senate CS for House Bill 4001 is before you, and the members should have a spreadsheet also that we passed out, which compares the appropriation bills as the governor submitted them, the House version that came to the committee, the Senate version that the committee adopted yesterday, and then the final column is the one that says Senate CS HB 4001 Finance is the one you have before you. So you can look down in each of the categories and see the differences. The principal difference from the CS that we walked through yesterday, I can walk through with you. In section one, the previous version of the bill appropriated 30 million GF to the Alaska Gas Pipeline Development Fund, which the Senate had passed in HB 4002. The House did not take up that portion of our legislation, so in the new draft before you, that $30 million is appropriated directly into the AGIA reimbursement fund. So same amount of money, just slightly different mechanism. In section...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Dyson.
Explain to me how that's the same amount. I see 50 million and I see 30 million. And what's the note there, the 10 million transfer to AGIA? What's that mean?
Would have been a note dealing with
the Senate version of the original bill.
The Senate version of the original bill here, but we deleted that section. As you recall, we had a separate account that controlled by LBNA, and then the LBNA would disperse it into the AGIA account. That is no longer there under this bill, so the appropriation would go right from the Treasury to the AGIA account.
And
so that language is meaningless. That note doesn't exist anymore in this bill.
That's confusing to us old folks. So all right. And as we go through each piece of this, I guess I'd appreciate if you'd help me to understand if there's any of the areas in our latest CS that disagrees, or is it divergent from what the House has passed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Through the chair, Senator Dyson, just to clarify, the reason the notes are still there is because, and if in this case it says S, that meant the Senate version. And the reason the $10 million is still there is because in the Senate version you saw yesterday, it did say $30 million, but then $10 million of it got transferred into another account, and because that's that would be then a non-GF transfer, it doesn't show up in this column, because this column we wanted to reflect the general fund spent. So that's why I left it in there as explanation. But you're correct. The amount that we're now proposing is $30 million. The House version that was sent over to the Senate was $50 million. So this CS is $30 million, $20 million less than the House passed.
Does that clarify it?
And so are the amounts here for the AGIA funding in the CS we have before us identical to what the House has passed or agreed to?
The House, in the House version that was sent across, had $50 million. We have $30
million. But you have an agreement with Chenault on this, right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
So if we pass this and on the floor, then it has to go back to the House for concurrence.
That is correct. If we modify this bill in any way, the House bill, we accept the CS, then it would go through the normal concurrence process. That's correct.
All right.
Mr. Baker, can you continue, please?
And Section 2, which deals with the PCE program supplemental appropriations, 2A has not changed. Every version of the appropriation bill that we've looked at had $600,000 as a supplemental, FY08 supplemental to the PCE program.
Just if we can have a brief at ease here. Back on record. Please continue, Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, I was just explaining that the Section 2A is the $600,000 FY08 supplemental for the PCE program. That's in the very first column of your spreadsheet, second row, first column, and each version of the bill, the House version and the Senate versions, have kept that, and that's the amount that was requested by the administration. But it's in a separate column because it's an 08 appropriation, not an 09 appropriation. On the top of page 2, section B, the current CS before you, that's the $14 million supplemental appropriation for the FY09 PCE program. Mr. Chairman, there's an amendment that will... Well, change that. Propose that, to change that, but you want me to explain that or just continue?
No, I think we'll wait. We'll go through the bill, and we'll come back to that amendment. It'll be amendment number 1, and we can cover that when we get there.
Okay. So the bill before you, the $14 million, that's similar to the CS you had yesterday. What's missing is there was a subsection C that had the PCE changes the Senate recommended gone into effect in the House, that 14 would have been replaced by $107 million, a larger FY09 supplemental in order to pay for those improvements. So that subsection C is now gone. Section 3 is the appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for the hold harmless provisions of the resource rebate. That is $1,900,000. That is less than the CS that was before you yesterday, which was $2.1 million. And the reason for that difference, Mr. Chairman, I believe, is that under the Senate version of the bill, we were going to make veterans who don't apply for the PFD still eligible to apply for the $500,000 rebate, $500 rebate. but the department may want to testify on that, on why it's a lower number in this bill. If you're looking at the spreadsheet, the heating fuel rebate program, $360 million that was in the previous CS is now gone. That was the bulk, the heating oil, natural gas, and electricity heating subsidy that was in the Senate version of the bill. On section 4 of the bill is the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the $60 million, which is $10 million higher than what you saw yesterday. $60 million is the number the House passed to us, and the testimony from Alaska Housing Finance was $60 million is what they were requesting to get them through the end of this fiscal year for the Energy Efficiency Home Grant Fund program. Section 5 of the bill, section 5A, is the Bulk Fuel Revolving Loan Program. The CS yesterday had $5 million. The House version had $5.5 million. So the CS before you bumps it to the House number, which is the $5.5 million for the Bulk Fuel Revolving Loan Program. Section 5B and C deal with the Bulk Fuel Bridge Loan Program. That's identical to what you saw yesterday. Section 5D is identical to what you saw yesterday, the AVEC bulk fuel loan. It's a $20 million GF appropriation to the Alaska Village Electric Co-op to purchase bulk fuel. That is the House version of this bill did not have that in it, so that's an addition in this CS. Section 6 of the bill, slightly different than was the amount is the same. It's $50 million. It's a supplemental FY09 appropriation into the Renewable Energy Fund that was set up last year. The House did not include that in the version of the bill that came over. The only difference from the bill you saw yesterday, however, is that there's a subsection B which adds intent language that this $50 million is meant to be a supplemental appropriation. If you recall, when that bill passed last year, there was intent language that the intent was to fund $50 million a year over 5 years. And we funded the first $50 million last year. This $50 million would be, the intent language says this $50 million is supplemental to the $50 million last year, not meant as a pay forward into the fund. So if this bill passes, the legislature would have appropriated $100 million total into the fund for this fiscal year. Section 7, there's no change from I apologize. That is an addition to the CS you saw yesterday. This is because the House Energy Plan includes the motor fuel tax suspension. This is the portion that's estimated by the Department of Revenue, the portion of the aviation fuel tax that's shared with municipally owned airports. If the tax, this would hold them harmless for the $100,000 anticipated in tax revenue they would otherwise lose if the tax is suspended for a year. Section 8 is identical to what the House sent us. However, that was not in the CS that you saw yesterday. That's $5.5 million to the Department of Natural Resources for gas pipeline implementation work for this fiscal year. Section 9 is the lapse language. 10 retroactivity deals with the $600,000 appropriation for PCE that makes it retroactive for last fiscal year. And the contingency language, Mr. Chairman, is fairly straightforward. The $100,000 shared tax in Section 7 is contingent on the bill that the other body has passing, and that motor fuel tax suspension actually going into effect. And Section B deals with some conditions on the AVEC loan for the bulk fuel purchase. The total, Mr. Chairman, for the FY09 appropriation in this bill is estimated at $945.8 million, which is at the bottom of the spreadsheet. The tax suspension, estimated cost to the Treasury and lost revenue of the tax suspension is $36.6 million. If you back out the $100,000 of motor fuel hold harmless for the munis, which comes out of tax revenue, not GF, the total impact of this appropriation bill and the suspension of the motor fuel tax is $982.5 million.
Do we have any questions on that bill? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I have several, but maybe it better wait until after the administration has had a chance to speak.
Well, let's, how about, do you want to remove your objection of the adoption of the CS?
No.
Okay. Let's, I think it's going to be cleaner for everybody that's watching if we just adopt the amendment on the CS. So that way we're looking at the entire bill, because there's a PCE component that needs to be adjusted. So we have, do we have that amendment passed out? Amendment number one. I'll go ahead and move amendment number one and object for discussion.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Elton.
Can we amend a draft that we haven't adopted yet?
We adopted it.
It was an objection.
Can we?
Okay.
Maybe we can't.
That's cold.
Okay. Well, I'm out of order then. I apologize for that. So we'll have a discussion, I guess, with the administration. We'll have OMB director come up. Ms. Rayfield, if you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and Senator Dyson has a question or two.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Karen Rayfield with OMB.
Senator Dyson, you have a question.
Yeah, I mean, the fundamental question I have is two. Which components of this Senate CS is the administration, do you object to or would like to see changed? And then secondly, I'm concerned that at this late date, if there are any components of what we are doing here that are not what the House has approved or agreed on that and won't concur, I'd like to have them pointed out to me.
I think what we'll do is we'll ask Senator Dyson to pull his mic up a little bit and make sure we get recorded. I think the issue here isn't what or what isn't agreed to. We're a separate body here at the Senate Finance table. But if you could, Ms. Rayfield, walk through the bill and point out concerns that you may or may not have in different areas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'm happy to do that, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. We are very pleased with the inclusion of the rebate, the resource rebate check at the $1,200, and that is in this bill. The legislature has made improvements to that particular proposal and has reduced the cost of administering it by putting it together with a permanent fund dividend. Also in here was the governor's request for the suspension of the motor fuel tax, and we are also very pleased about that. There are several items in the bill that we think are important and helpful to provide some short-term relief to Alaskans that you've incorporated into the bill. I know with the action on the House floor to include PCE, if you do amend that to the appropriation to your bill here, that will include the funding for that particular piece. Also, the addition to the home energy rebate program that AHFC is operating and has been quite successful will be helpful, along with the fuel purchase assistance that you've incorporated here. So to Senator Dyson's question, I don't know about where the House may or may not be with a couple of these items, but I think the administration is pleased with what's before you.
Okay, thank you. We have further objection to the adoption of the CS.
Yeah, I'd like perhaps your co-chair can explain to me the on, I think it's section 5, B, C, and D. It looks to me like the section 5, B, C, and D are different than what the House had passed out. And I guess I want to know if we have concurrence from them that they will approve this when it goes back or not. And just explain to me what's going on here.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, these 5, B, C, and D are numbers that we received from the administration as requests for these three appropriations. So they were brought forward by the administration, and we had them incorporated. And it is my understanding that although I haven't talked to all of the House members, that there is support for these appropriations. But these are requests that came through the administration.
And am I correct? They were not in the original governor submittal?
They were not in the original governor submittal, but two of them were included in the House version. Those were the bulk fuel revolving loan request and the bridge fuel request. There was a $500,000 difference in the revolving loan fund, and the reason when I talked with the chairman of the House Finance Committee on the other loan request for AVAC was that they had not received the request from AVAC, but in talking with him, he says that he has received that communication.
On the spreadsheet here, bulk fuel bridge loan program, the column under the House 4001 finance should have a numeric in there of 5,300,000. There's an error in the sheet you have in front of you there, Senator Dyson. So those numbers would line up with the House, the 5,300,000.
So the columns on House CS for HB 4001 should have those figures in it on this spreadsheet. Is that what you
That's correct.
Said?
You know, we're trying to move this process forward, and that was an inadvertent oversight on the creation of the spreadsheet.
That's confusing to us old folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for Ms. Rayfield. The obvious omissions of the DOT capital projects, you didn't comment on those, whether those are of particular urgency to you or whether you felt that those are, for lack of a better term, more appropriately addressed in the regular budget process, and that's why you did not show objection to us leaving those out.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, thank you. I was, of course, referring to the energy components of the appropriation bill. I am grateful to the committee for including the components for the AGEA implementation in DNR and also for the reimbursement fund. Clearly, the administration would have preferred more of the requests that we brought forward to you. We had hoped to put the $500 million into the reimbursement fund and to move forward particularly with some of the infrastructure projects on the Dalton and also some workforce development. I understand your concerns with the timing and your preference to address these during the regular session. So, you know, clearly we'd like to work with you on that. I think it's appropriate that we brought them before you during this special session so you have some idea of the need to move some of these projects forward. Our preference would have been to have some of that in this bill, but we are appreciative of the components that you have in it.
Thank you.
And one last minor item, the motor fuels tax, been expressed to me concern by people of how that 8 cents is guaranteed, or at least the majority of it will pass through to the motorist, and also that there are some differences between aviation fuel and others. So if you just had a brief, if you are familiar with that area, anyhow, a brief explanation of how you intend to make sure that the 6 cents passes through, and then also if there's a differences between aviation and that used for marine.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, I can probably only make a general comment about that, and I'm certain that the folks from Department of Revenue could speak more to the details of it. But our understanding is that in the substantive legislation where we're suspending the motor fuel tax, there is some language in there and even some penalty for the distributors if they do not pass that suspension on to the consumer. So we hope that the distributors will honor that and pass that along, but you know, I'm certain that there may be somebody out there that wouldn't do it. But clearly the desire was for that to be passed on.
Thank you.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. Wasn't there money in the bill for the ANGA?
Yeah.
And is it still in?
No. The $25 million was in the governor's version and the House version. It is not in this version.
I guess I'd like to know how the administration feels about that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, again, with the appropriations that we brought forward related to the gas line, our preference would have been to have your concurrence with including all of those items. I believe that the committee intends to consider those in the regular session, and I believe the chairman has indicated that they would do so. So we'll continue to work with you and hopefully get your support for those components that you're not including today.
Any other questions for Senator Dyson?
Well, you know, this is a real problem. I understand that it was a very close issue in the House whether or not to include the PCE stuff, and I understood that the deal was that the other components that were in the House version stayed, and I'm sure I haven't been on the inside either of our deliberations or theirs, but I think what you've done here is a deal breaker, and maybe going back on what their word or it was or what the understanding was, and I'm uneasy about that.
That's fine. We have any other questions for the OMB director? You maintain your objection to the adoption of the CS?
Yes.
Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator
yes.
Senator Hubbard?
Yes.
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 Senator
yes. Okay. We have adopted the CS. I think for clarity, we'll move immediately to amendment number one. It's been passed out. Senator Hoffman will make the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt amendment number one.
And I'll object for discussion. Senator Hoffman.
The amendment, David want to explain this?
Yeah, we can have that. We'll have trustee aides come forward. Mr. Baker from my office.
Mr. Chairman, For the record, Miles Baker, staff to Senator Stedman. The amendment on first part of the amendment on page 2, lines 3 and 5, it deletes the current subsection B, which was a $14 million FY09 supplemental to the PCE program. The administration had asked for $9 million. The legislative finance numbers thought that was about $5 million shy, so we had moved it to $14 million, assuming no programmatic changes that was needed for FY09. What this amendment would do would replace that subsection with a new subsection, moving that number to $23 million, which is the new anticipated amount with the raised ceiling of the current PCE program up to $1. The ceiling currently is, I believe, is 0.57-ish, and we're moving it, or 57 cents, we're moving it to $1. And so the estimated cost of that above what we were going to appropriate as a supplemental is another $9 million. The other thing we've added, the language, the amount necessary estimated to be, so that makes this an open-ended appropriation so that if that number isn't quite right, the Alaska Energy Authority won't have to modify or reduce proportionally the payouts.
Okay.
And the second part of the amendment on page 3, line 12, the $5.5 million that's going to the Department of Natural Resources is more appropriately, that's an operating budget item. So we're inserting the language for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2009. The way it's written now, it's written like a capital grant. And for the same reason, on the same page, page 3, line 15, we're removing subsection 8 from that standard capital budget language. So the second two parts of this amendment just ensure that that's meant to be an operating budget appropriation and not a capital appropriation.
Okay. Do you have any questions on the amendment, Senator Elton?
No, Mr. Chair, but just a suggestion. I think the drafter can take care of it. The last part of this amendment for page 3, line 15, makes that sentence, we're talking about a singular appropriation, and the sentence itself applies the plural interpretation to it. So I think the drafters can just take care of that. And it probably should say the appropriation made in Section 4 of this Act is for capital projects and lapses under AS 372502.
And Mr. Chairman, it's also just been pointed out that the third part of the amendment where it says delete 8 probably should say delete and 8.
Mr. Hoffman, or Senator Hoffman, you want to make a friendly amendment to your amendment on that?
I'll move, Mr. Chairman.
We'll go ahead and, seeing no objection in the amendment, we'll read page 3, line 15, delete and 8. Okay. We have any other questions on the amendment? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the amendment. Any other objection to the amendment? Amendment number 1. Seeing no further objections, amendment number 1 is adopted. We're back to the bill. Do we have comments from the committee? Do we have any comments from, I guess, anybody in the audience here? And we've got one person online that's marked for question mark. So. If we'll have a brief at ease. This is the last, we're back on, back from the at ease. This is the last opportunity to comment on this bill before it leaves the desk, so. Seeing none, in order.
Just a quick comment. I'm concerned a little bit about a couple of the places where we're out of sync with the House a little bit, so I don't know if that, you guys had the last discussion with some of those folks, so I'm not sure if, in fact, you think that in a couple of areas, particularly the DOT projects and the ANGDA money, that it is sufficient as it exists to create what might cause us to actually be in sync and finish up today in a timely manner.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, there will be opportunities as on that issue as well as on the final draft, if there are changes to PCE, to make conforming amendments on the floor.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. Any further comments? May I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 4001 Finance as amended with individual recommendations.
Objection.
Okay. We have objection. You speak to your objection, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I think that at this late date that we have made some significant, if not radical, changes in the bill that won't allow for time for the accommodation. I'm also concerned that money for the Dalton Highway and the $25 million for ANGDA is not there, and I feel that those are unfortunate changes.
Comments are noted. You maintain your objection?
Yes.
Okay, clerk, call the roll. Wait a second, I guess. Any further objection? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Elton?
Yes.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
And the bill will move from committee. That concludes the work of the committee. We will stand at ease to the call of the chair.